You've described the experience a couple of years ago, likening it to the main character in Jerry Maguire, where you just decided, I don't want to belong to this. Did you feel the cold initially when you made that decision?
Well, of course, yes. Of course, yes. We have finally seen the light at the end of the tunnel, but it was a long, long 5 years. Because one day I woke up and I said to my people, to my secretary, to my wife, to my assistants, why the hell I've been studying for 25 years to become a musician and now I've been just sold like an external, superficial, sexy product. I think that's garbage. It's not because I, thank God, look more or less good, which is not anymore the case because I'm getting old as everybody. It's not because of that that I am a good musician. I'm a good musician because I've been working very hard since I was 12. So that's make 30 years now. I'm 42. And I say, I have to finish with all this. I'm very happy that I recall the attention of everybody because of that, but now it's time to let people know that I'm a musician, a serious musician, just a sunny boy, you know? So the fight was very heavy because for some kind of producers, for some kind of agents, the shortcut is very important for them to see big money in short time. That's why they kill so many young talents in the meanwhile. I have been tough enough to resist, but if you read the press of the last 10 years, you see how many of those up and coming and immediately after disappearing young stars has gone through. And well, I cannot complain. At the end of the day, I made it. I survived.